This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
So welcome, everybody, to our Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Didier Nicholas. We have a great business owner named Louis. How do you say your last name?
Goburn.
Goburn. Okay. I didn't want to mess that up. You're very, very welcome. So what we're going to do, we're going to kind of get right into it. And wanted to kind of ask Louis, tell us a little bit about your business. I know we had a chance to talk briefly, you know, in the beginning, but tell us a little bit about your business to our listeners.
So the business I'm in, it's a lawn and landscape franchise. We also do irrigation, landscape lighting, and landscape coloration enhancement. So when you switch out, depending on whether you have perennials or annuals, those type of things. I bought into this lawn and landscape franchise. I'm an older person, right? I'm in my 50s. And so this is something that I wanted to do to get out of the office. You know, I've been in the office for quite a few years. I'm retired military. Used to be.
Thank you for your service.
Working with my hands. And so that's one of the things I wanted to get back into was being outside, enjoying nature.
So that is awesome. And you do a variety, you offer a variety of different service from, and I heard you say landscape lighting. That in itself is, looking at the house and the landscaping and positioning lights around the pool, the fence, the trees, the shrubbery, all that.
Yes.
It's a certain way to do that, right?
Yes, there is. And we use an application or a platform that helps us design so we can provide a rendering to the customers. Same thing with our landscape design. We have software that we can use. Additionally, you know, what some folks may not know about the lawn and landscape business, right? It seems kind of simple, hands-on, but there are some high-tech pieces to that. So, for example, if a customer calls, or goes to our websites, thegroundsguys.com, then they can request an estimate and we can go online using generative AI, measure that property, figure out how many trees, how many shrubs, the square footage.
Wow.
And offer them an estimate within hours, if not minutes.
Well, that's amazing how you use technology and how it has evolved over the years to help business owners as well, from a positive aspect. So how did you get into this business? You know, tell our listeners a little bit about that.
So actually, someone reached out to me on LinkedIn. They looked at my background, you know, again, my extensive military background, my business acumen. You know, I've been a senior executive in a few businesses in the past since retiring from the military. And so they thought I would be a good fit for the franchise. I've looked at other franchises, but this one was semi-absentee. And with some of the things that I do, again, as an older person looking forward to retirement, you know, I wanted to have something that I can grow and have someone focus on the field operations while I focus on the business, which is what I know.
Awesome. And so what are some of the misconceptions or myths pertaining to your industry that you've come across?
Good question, DDA. One of the things, or one of the myths is, like I mentioned, with technology, right? I was surprised to find how large of a part technology plays with lawn and landscape, and particularly with the design and with the estimating. You know, prior to buying into the business, I had someone taking care of my lawn because of my business and my travel and the things that I do, I wasn't able to do that. So it's a lot more technical than people would assume. That would be my focal point on how it's different, and one of the myths.
So I can tell just by talking with you how busy you are, you know, with the landscape services, all the things that you're doing. So what is it that you do for fun? What is it that kind of like allows you to kind of take a step back and enjoy yourself?
Yeah, understand. Good. So one of the things I like to do, growing up in and around water most of my life as a young person, I gravitated back towards that, which is fishing, right? So when I grew up in the Virginia coastal area in Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, so inshore, offshore fishing. So when I moved
that's nice.
3 years ago, yeah, 3 years ago, you know, through the power of YouTube, I taught myself how to freshwater fish. So I enjoy bass fishing. That's one of the things that I do in my off time. Additionally, I spend time with my grandson. As I said, I'm in my late 50s, and so a lot of people look at my appearance, they don't realize my age. but yeah, I enjoy spending family time, in particular with my grandson.
Very cool. And what is one thing that you want to leave as we are wrapping this up? What is one thing that you want to tell our listeners or leave our listeners with about your business?
Well, one thing that I would leave our listeners with is that give us a chance, right? Oftentimes when I go to a customer or customers give us a call, there's two key things that they're missing in their current service: the responsiveness and the consistency. The third thing that I would add based on my military background is attention to detail.
There you go.
You know, people, they care greatly about their property. And as a commercial realtor, you can understand in the real estate language, it's the curb appeal, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So we take care in presenting and preserving a customer's property the way in which we would do our own.
That's a very good, well thought out answer on your end too. I like that, you know, from a strategic standpoint, because attention to detail is so important. And a lot of businesses or your competition more than likely lacks that. You know, they're in the day, they're just there to go and do their thing and leave, you know, but building that relationship and the attention to detail is important. So how can our listeners get a hold of you? You know, website, your phone number?
Yeah, so our website is groundsguys.com. So grounds with an S, guys with an S altogether, .com/Dr.Phillips. We serve the greater West Orange area, Dr. Phillips, Windermere, Winter Garden, Bay Lakes, some of those areas that you mentioned. And so that's how they can get a hold of us through the website. Additionally, they can call 407-987-3326 is our phone number. 407-987-3326 or groundsguys.com/Dr.Phillips.
That's the best. Well, Louis, awesome, man. Louis, it's been such a great pleasure to speak with you, and we'll be back.
All right. Thank you, DDA. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.